The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, amidst all the rows about speaking rights, it might surprise people to learn that actual issues, important issues, were being discussed in the Dáil in between those rows. One of them was around diverting young people away from criminality. So there was a number of contributions made on this front last week, for example. And Mark Ward, the Sinn Féin TD, brought up one particular project, the Solace Project. And Carl Duquay is with me in studio, who's part of the Solace Project, works with them. Carl, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in to us. For people who don't know about it, tell me about Solace. What do you do?
So Solace Project, basically, it's overall, it's like a community model. So it's like, we work at the skills, we work out the skills, we have a mainstream youth organisation, and we have the justice team. So we work with young people, at-risk young people. So my project, what I lead, I'm the team leader, is called Troy Target Responsible Youth. That's part of the justice team. We will engage with young people where they're at, on the streets, we're engaging anti-social behaviour, we're an outreach team, and we'll go and meet them. Most of them will be probably our criteria is they're connected to or affected by the drug trade. So we're based in like Oliver Bond, St. Teresa's Gardens, areas basically that has been ravaged by the drug trade over the years.
And how did you get involved with them?
So my background, I have the lived experience. I grew up like these young people, you know, I'd say I'm like a product of my environment. I hadn't got the supports when I was younger, you know, I didn't get the interventions what was needed. I ended up myself engaged in antisocial behaviour. I ended up in criminal behaviour. I ended up in prison, and I ended up taking drugs. And I didn't see a way out. You know, I never knew actually that there was a way out. And only when I educated myself formally and properly that I got over. And then I wanted to help other youth in the area.
So in terms of the particular projects you work on then, you know, you mentioned schools. Primary schools, secondary schools?
Yeah, so Solace, the model overall, the young people only see us as Solace. They don't see us as Solace at school, Solace after schools, the mainstream youth organisation. And they see the Solace programme, you know. So we engage with young people from early ages, 3, 4, 5, right up till they're 26 years of age. So when people see us on outreach, they don't recognise, oh, that's the Troy Project, or that's the Rua Project, or that's Liberate. They see the Solace logo, they see the Solace jacket. So we're embedded in the community, in the Dublin A community, all over the Liberties.
And how does somebody come on your radar? Is it broad brush strokes, or kind of casting a wide net, or are there kind of particular kids you can identify and say, we need to intervene here a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think out of the population of Dublin A, I think that we have the most at-risk young people over in the country from anywhere in the Dublin A area all the way up to Crumlin. So young people at the schools, they would be referred in by, it could be a social worker or something like that. But then as it goes up to the justice system, we would be looking at targeting young people that we know is engaged in antisocial behaviour or in criminal behaviour of drug dealing or something, that they might slip under the radar. You know, they mightn't be getting caught yet, but we see it on outreach. So we're an outreach team, we're in the community, we're out there, and we engage with them out there.
What are the most common routes into that life of criminality with the young people that you'd be dealing with?
Well, they're mostly all early school leavers. So if you've no education these days, you've not real chance of getting a job. And it's quite glamorous, you know, the life of crime. It's you see the cars and the gold chains and all the new runners and stuff like that. And if you have no form of education to go and get a job, everything's CVs these days, training, college. If you're an early school leaver, you don't need an education to go and sell drugs. You know, you need street education. So that's something that they will gravitate towards.
And do those, do the larger gangs, do they go after these young people? Do they know who they're looking for in terms of early school leavers? Or is it just enough that they kind of project this glamorous lifestyle? We've got nice money, we've got nice cars, we've got all the gear, and they know those kids will come to them?
Yeah, so look, again, I don't think this is something that, like, people sit down and strategically think we're going to target this person. I think it happens quite organically within areas like Oliver Bond and St. Teresa's Gardens where we walk. You know, people are suffering with poverty, you know, they're facing household level trauma in the house. They've single parents could be in prison. They actually think that they're doing them a favour by giving them a job to earn some quick cash. And again, that just progresses over time. Before you know it, you could be in too deep to get back out.
And how much of a challenge is it? You know, it's probably different challenges at different points in the spectrum or different ages. I mean, when somebody's young, let's start with them, and you see some of the early warning signs, they're beginning to drift away from school a little bit, and they're maybe engaging in a little bit of kind of petty criminality, or they're in the kind of the radar, the orbit of a few gangs, or maybe unsavory characters. How do you intervene? Like, what's the mechanics of it?
So it's all about building relationships.
Okay,
everything we do is building relationships, and then again, it's what comes after that. You see, young people that could left school early, they will be on the outskirts, let's say, of people selling drugs, and they will be hanging around little bits, and they will trying to get in. They will be identified, and they will be targeted to try and build a more prosperous life for themselves, a different life path than what they're choosing. Most of them will take the help. You know, some of them are screaming out there for a bit of help and support.
Mm.
I'm under no illusion that we can't save everybody.
Yeah.
But there is a couple of young people that will alter their lives, and they will change their lives. And our goal would be, again, we're running a peer mentorship program at the moment. We want to identify leaders in the community. We want to train them up. We believe that we won't get a stronger message than actually having a homegrown leader from their own community going out and carrying a message of alternative ways into the community.
Yeah, so people have a role model, a path to follow, like as in if he did that or she did that, I can do it too, type thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, again, they're looking at people that they know. It's not someone coming in, I suppose, fresh out of college trying to tell them what to do. Somebody that
yeah.
they don't know. This is somebody who they grew up with, somebody who faced the same issues as they're facing. And again, they've altered their lives. So it, again, there's a strong message kind of in that, you know, we use a peer-led support, you know, so we act as peers within the community. Again, I've been in all that trouble, again, so I can try and talk to these young people. Look, it's not nice to go to prison. It's not nice to try and take drugs or stuff like that. So I've been there, I've done that, and you can alter yourself away.
I mentioned Mark Ward, the TD, who brought up the project as well when he was talking about it in the Dáil last week, and he also talked about the need for more resources, that you know, like lots of organizations, you're dealing with limited budgets, and you could do a lot more if you had more at your disposal. Would you agree?
Totally agree, yeah. And I think Mark Ward is on the money with that. You know, like, again, we have workers here, but we've caseloads that we need to manage, you know. And again, we identify more people all the time. The space is very limited in Dublin. You know, budgets, what we can go and do with these young people is very limited. Again, we want to try and manage the caseloads proper by giving each worker probably 8 to 10. Some people only get 5, depending on the intensity of work. But if we had more workers that we could go out and more money to look at, I suppose, different programs, different spaces where we could bring these young people, yeah, it would make it a lot better.
I mean, I'd imagine when you get a positive intervention, it can be really fulfilling. The flip side of that is it must be a bit dispiriting at times when you see somebody, you know, continuing on the road that they've been on.
Yeah, and it can, but that's the approach we use in the justice team. You know, we use a relentless approach where a young person will be, we'll start building a relationship with them. They will go missing. We will knock on their houses. We will speak to their neighbours. We will engage with their friends. We will do everything in our power.
So is there times that, like, yeah, it looks like maybe someone is a lost cause, I use that advisedly, that description, but it feels like it's a lost cause, but maybe, you know, a few months or a few even years down the road, they might kind of come back and say, listen, I need a bit of help here.
It's planting seeds. We believe that nobody's lost cause. Nobody's too far gone. That communities can flourish, you know, if you get the right kind of interventions within that. Yet again, I'll answer that. We can go 10 steps forward with a young person and we're going 30 back sometimes, you know, but we do get them little golden nuggets that keep our job meaningful as well.
What would make your job easier, Carl? I mean, before you even get to the stage of people drifting away from school or coming into the orbit of gangs, you know, you talked about kind of amenities in the community.
Yeah.
You know, what would make these areas of Dublin, around Oliver Bonds or wherever it happens to be, less susceptible to crime?
Support structures need to be put into place. Opportunities need to be provided to these young people that other people can avail of quite simply by just picking up the phone or computer and availing of it. These young people haven't got that opportunity. You know, you're living in areas, I suppose, that have been ravaged by the heroin addiction over the 80s and 90s, that you still see the footprint of it within their communities. You know, there's lots of single mothers, there's lots of barriers for these young people coming in and gaining support. So if we could break down them barriers by having the support structures there in place for them. Again, we ran a peer mentorship program last week where we're a class. One of the young mothers had to bring her kid along with us, you know, no childcare systems, you know, so it's little things like that that if they were provided for communities like this would help a lot.
Carl, listen, thanks a million for coming in to us. Carl DeCray is from the Solace Project.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.